Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a really cool guest for the show today, David Hunter. He came from a financial background, and he's been a CEO, a co-founder. Today, he is CEO of Local Falcon, which offers a GeoGrid SEO tool to visualize the local rank of your business listing. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Thomas. I'm psyched to be here.
Yeah, psyched to have you. Is there anything you'd like to add to that intro? I laid out the financial background, you've done some stuff with tech, anything that helps the audience understand where you're coming from?
Sure. Local Falcon didn't come out of nowhere. My financial background was for about 2 minutes. This was in right as I had graduated from college. I took a job as a financial advisor, which was terrible. I was the worst financial advisor you ever met, but they give you this great salary and it's totally a big kid job. So I was all for it. But then 2008, the market crashes. The company I was with becomes insolvent, gets sold to Bank of America. And they're like, you suck at this anyway, Dave, hit the bricks. And that's when I decided I wanted to go into marketing and web, because that's where my degree was in. And what I really was interested in was agency life. And so I started a company with my business partner, Sean Rajeski. It's called Epic Web Studios. So we've been doing that for the last 17 years, I think 17, almost 18 years. Yeah. So quite a while. And it's very much a sort of traditional digital marketing agency in that we do custom website development, SEO, digital marketing in general. And out of that, Local Falcon was born. There's a longer history to that, but yeah, that's basically what I would add to it.
Yeah. And in that kind of space, there's so much to learn. Anytime you're working with kind of web marketing stuff, there's so many ways to try to get people's SEO and get people in yes. front of the eyeballs that they want to see. And it changes so much over time. So if you do it for an extended period of time, you see so much change in terms of technology and everything else.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's some core principles at play here that have always been true. And it's really do what is right for the client and their customer. Absolutely. Do the right thing. I'm not really a fan of the black hat techniques where you flash in the pan, get a bunch of visibility, but then it disappears and you're gone, banned forever, whatever. No, I'm much more of a tried and true methodology type of approach. But at the same time, you still need to be on the frontier of things and making edits and doing tests. Absolutely. And that's really why SEO was so appealing to me, is because I'm not a programmer. I wanted to be able to contribute. We're starting the business and I'm bringing in the clients and managing that side of it. But my business partner was like our lead developer, and it was on him once the client said yes. And that's crazy. I know I can offer more to this. And 17 years ago, SEO was relatively, it was still a thing, but it wasn't as popular as it is today. But I was able to get in there and add my own understanding of it and my own process that really helped us build the agency to where it is today. Yeah, it came out of a desire to be able to contribute more than just sales.
You clearly learned a lot in that process to lead you to creating this company. So let's now talk about the problem that's being solved. We'll get into how exactly Local Falcon solves it, but let's appreciate the issues that folks are struggling with, that founders are struggling with, that people who are trying to increase their SEO. Let's talk. What do you have to educate us about that?
Sure. I think it's important to remember that the search engine optimization universe is quite large there. And I always say anecdotally, if there are 1 million SEO professionals out there, local SEO is a much more niched, carved space, where if there's 1 million SEO professionals, there's probably only 10,000 local SEO professionals, right? And the rules there are a little bit different than with traditional sort of organic SEO. You got to remember, this is a product that was ultimately, when we say local SEO, until literally this year, we meant Google Business Profile. That was really the only area that mattered. But now that has been completely turned on its head, and things are definitely much different in terms of all the different communities and networks that are now making up the set of results, the set of results that you will see. And the problem ultimately was that we'd have clients come to us and say that they're not ranking at all, or that they're ranking really well and they just want to keep that. And we would look at it and say, what are you talking about? You're not, if you think you're ranking well, we went and looked and then, no, you're actually like on page two, page three for most of the things you want, and vice versa, same deal. But what we realized, it took a couple of these meetings for me to realize, wait a second, you're talking about the map pack. You're talking about local SEO, not organic. And that's when, so that was like the first step of identifying the problem, was that people had this opinion of how well they were optimized that was not aligned with what the rest of the world would see. And we thought, okay, we've got to do something to optimize them in a local space. And we've got to really put a process around Google Business Profile and making sure that's up to date. And even then, once we did it, we were finding, okay, you're really well optimized locally, and your organic presence is okay. But then you would talk to the client and they would say, what do you mean? I'm not ranking at all. And it's, sir, your business is in Manhattan and you're in Kansas. That's not, of course you're not showing up. And so to try and explain the concept of how local SEO works, which has really historically been based on three things, essentially proximity, prominence, and relevance. And there's nothing that you can really do about proximity. You can influence prominence and relevance. Those are sort of nebulous terms that are like, what does that mean? But proximity is pretty spot on. If I'm a DUI lawyer and I'm in Los Angeles, then I cannot expect to be showing up for results in Phoenix, Arizona. That's just not going to fly. And so your proximity makes a big difference there. And that is where Local Falcon kind of enters the fray, because my example is using extremes where it's one city to another. But the reality is, if we go back to attorneys in Los Angeles as the example, there are thousands or tens of thousands of attorneys in Los Angeles. And when you search for medical malpractice lawyer near me, you're getting three. So if there's 3,000 people out there that can service that, how do you make a difference? How do you show up in the top three? And it really does differ from sometimes block to block. It's that dramatic. And Local Falcon basically says, okay, we understand what your business is and where you are located. Now let's see how you are performing by putting a grid over top of the area that matters to you. And so maybe that's a 5-mile, 10-mile, or 30-mile radius, whatever it might be. Set that radius and then decide, okay, how frequently do I need to check those results? And so along the grid, you set essentially a size and say, all right, I want a 5x5 grid in a 10-mile radius. That's going to give you 25 pins that get dropped over the map, where we can then emulate ranking right from there, as if you were a user standing on that street corner. How are you showing up? Once you do that, it's incredible to see, like, the clients get this sort of aha moment of, oh, I'm doing really well at the center point, but as I get further out, I start to drop off the map, and I can start to see opportunities where, oh, if I would just go to this neighborhood and start running local ads or whatever it might be, you know, whatever I would do to add more signals to that neighborhood, all of a sudden you start to rank in those areas as well. So it's awesome to see. It's really like at the top of the funnel, so to speak, where you've got to get the right phrases and the right area, and then you can start making better decisions with the data that you've got.
So there's so much there to peel back. And it's great, because you answered some of my next questions, which was, what is local SEO and why is it important? And you've answered that with, if you're the type of business where the regional locality is important. So maybe not if I'm a remote software developer, it's probably not important for that, but the lawyer in LA, or I was imagining in my mind, like an HVAC company Houston, for sure, or something like that, where someone picks up the phone and they're like, I need someone locally who can drive over to my house, check something out, or who I can meet locally for coffee to discuss this lawsuit that I need.
Yeah, anybody with basically a physical location or a service area around them, that's really who we're gonna be identified, basically lined for.
So then when I think about showing up in Google searches, that's going to be mainly what it is, right? What is
Now we've got Google search and AI search.
That's right.
So they're very different, by the way.
That's going to be a whole other ball of wax. So
it is.
So is this dictated technology-wise by the local, I don't know what to call it, where it knows where your browser is when you log in and it says, oh, you're logging in from Pennsylvania. Therefore we're going to give you stuff relevant to that area. Is that where the rubber meets the road technology wise?
So that's a huge part of it. Absolutely. Is your browser, your geolocation, right? And that's going to make a big difference. But if you think about it, if you're in like some sort of rural town, you're not going to have a data center near you. So it's going to go to the closest one. So I'll give you an example. Local Falcon, we're located in Erie, Pennsylvania. There's not, I think the closest like node for, we have Spectrum internet here. The closest one is in Cleveland, Ohio. And so back in the day, it used to think that we were located in Cleveland. So it's got to go beyond what you're referring to with in terms of the tech. But now with the advance of mobile and everything else, you've got basically a GPS device in your hand, so it knows exactly where you are standing and can localize the results for you accordingly. The other element that nobody talks about very often, but is the personalization of your account, right? So if you've got a ton of search history around a specific topic, your results are probably going to be different. Now, certainly Local Falcon or any other tool like this can't take that into account. But so it's a strange looking, we say it's okay, it's a bent stick, but if everybody is using the same bent stick, then what does it matter? You do need to have that as part of your consideration. It's never going to be like a perfect actual representation, and nor should it be, because Google is trying to provide the best results and a variety of them on a regular basis. So they change, honestly, sometimes hour to hour, especially lately we've seen with a lot of businesses like a tire shop or a mechanic. If the shop is closed, you drop off the rankings and other businesses will appear. It might be an online business, somebody that's 24/7, something like that. But it definitely does change based on the time of day, because when you're, again, Google wants to send you the best results. So if I'm looking for pizza, I don't want the pizza place that's only open on Tuesdays.
So now in terms of where you guys are right now with Local Falcon, to what extent are you a services company where it's humans helping people solve problems on one end of the continuum, all the way up to self-serve automated technology? Where do you guys currently exist on that continuum, and where do you want to exist?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's funny, when we first started Local Falcon, remember, my agency is called Epic Web Studios, and it's been around for 17 years. And when Local Falcon came in, I foolishly decided that we needed church and state separate. I don't want any cross between the two. It needs to stand on its own. And I don't want to look, because it's an analytics tool, it's a measurement tool. So it needs to be free of any type of influence. And if we're an agency, then that's going to look silly. So I was really against this. And then I was reading this. And so to answer your question, Local Falcon is pure SaaS, right? It's very much sign up, optimize your account, basically add all your locations, do your scans, get your information back, get the reports, and start taking action on it. You don't necessarily have to have a professional in there. But we're finding, well, one, if you're a barber shop and you're trying to do your marketing, it's already very difficult to do your marketing. And when you look at a Local Falcon report, it initially is going to look awesome. It makes a lot of sense for you as the barber, because you don't have the technical know-how behind it. But when you want to start making edits and really start affecting the ranking, like, you do probably need a professional there, because you're not necessarily aware of how to do that. And in fact, early on, we would see our churn kind of high. People would cancel because they would see month after month, they would go back to the map and look at it again and say, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. But there was no, because it was just analytics, there was no suggestion for what you need to do or why. And that was another one. Mistakenly, I'd thought, if we start telling you what to do, it's a very opinionated field, so I don't want to be in that business. Like, I just simply want to tell you how the results look and that's it. Well, that was also foolish. Like, no, that the barbershop does need to know what to do. And we can give you very specific, because we've got real data in front of you about who your competitors are and exactly this location, I can actually give you recommendations that are more than just like generic best practice. So we rolled out basically a very large AI offering there and started essentially analyzing the results that were there and giving you far more information. That absolutely cut the churn way down and started making a lot more sense for people. We get usage went up and it was like awesome, but still not bridging the gap between, because now I'm giving you, here's how you're performing and here's what you need to do to improve it, but I'm not giving you the, oh, I can do it for you also. And that's when I realized, okay, this was dumb of me to not bridge and add some kind of services. And we're just getting started to basically have this professional services component where if you want some advice on this, some insight from seasoned professionals, we'll reach out to us and we're going to basically introduce you to the agency Epic Web Studios. The reason I say this was so foolish is I was listening to this keynote from Neil Patel, and he was talking about how he bought Uber Suggest. He paid like $2 million for this or something. And then he made it free for everyone. I think there was pricing there and he got rid of that and made it free for everything all the time. Now, since then, it's been years. He's added some cost to it, but that was the idea. And the only reason he did it was so he could grow his agency, his digital marketing agency. Wow. And I'm going, I have a low cost SEO tool with lots of good information and data, and I've got a digital marketing agency. Why are we not bridging the gap? That was so dumb of me. And I'm telling you, Thomas, it was like 3 or 4 months ago. We just started doing this. And lo and behold, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. A lot of people want that help. So yeah, that was really dumb of me early on, but you've got to learn from your mistakes and grow.
Yeah, and I can relate to that though, because as when you have an agency, you have a consultancy, you really want it to be obvious to everybody, hey, we're doing it the right way. We're not, so I'm creating this product over here, but don't worry, that's that. And then I'm here. And you get so wrapped up with trying to prove that sometimes it's hard to take a step back and be like, wait, it's actually not wrong for me to.
It's not. And people are loving the results, by the way. They're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that I could just do A, B, and C. And all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Wow, that was crazy of me to not recognize that early on.
So it sounds like they tie in together so that you have, at this point, is it mostly a visualization tool that you put in whatever data that you've got to put in that people can now see visually where do I land in my local region, my local area, how strong or how weak am I? And then from there, you could offer services or they can make decisions, yes. But it's primarily visualization.
Yes. So it starts out with that visual. And then from there, we give you basically, okay, here's who your competitors are. And here's what they are doing that's causing them to outrank you. And here's some of the things you can do differently. And sometimes it's as simple as you need to change the category of your listing, right? If you're an American restaurant and you're trying to show up for brunch, maybe switch it to brunch restaurant or add brunch restaurant as another category. And all of a sudden you're going to start, right? Sometimes it's that simple, right? Other times it's far more difficult because they're being cited in 50 different like tier one news outlets and they've got a huge social presence. And basically there's just no way that you're going to be able to beat them out without, you know, years worth of efforts and optimization. It's good to be able to know, but it starts, like I said, at the top of the funnel. That's the visual. You are correct. And then from there, it's about what concrete steps can I take to start making a difference? And yeah, whether you use us, like you use our agency, you use your existing agency, or you try to do it yourself, something needs to get done there in order to actually make a difference. And we're agnostic to that. Sure, it'd be great to hire our agency, but that's not always in the cards for some folks. It really just depends on their situation.
Roadmap perspective, what do people have to look forward to? Yeah,
so this
you guys?
Is good. I'm glad you asked. I'm struggling with this at the moment. It's not that much of a struggle, but it seems to me like the future of AI, the immediate future of AI is agentic, right? Meaning it's going to take actions for you. Roadmap wise, what am I trying to do essentially is put my agency out of business, right? Because I could have you sign in to Local Falcon, get the data that matters, that get good ranking data and understand where your presence is, both in traditional search and in AI search. We do that as well. We basically scan ChatGPT and we look at AI overviews and show you how your presence looks there as well. But anyhow, I'm going to give you basically that baseline data as well as a list of steps to complete it. And then the next step is say, okay, if you'd like, our agent will just do this for you. Click the button. There will be a human in the loop, of course, where you say, oh yeah, it's okay to go and try to respond to these reviews or change this category or add this content to the website, whatever it is. But that's what an agent will step in and do. And I say I'm struggling with it because I've got an agency that can do this. It's a healthy, growing business. Why would I want to put a robot in there and knock that out? The answer is because if I don't, someone else is absolutely going to do that. We need to really be continuously offering the best. And even the best agents in the out there today are not perfect. So you still want, even if it is robotic, you still want a professional who knows what they're doing with the robot in order to actually manage it. So I say putting us out of business, we're more interested in tweaking what we're doing at Epic Web Studios to align with basically all the stuff that's out there. Otherwise, it's grow or die, right? Like you know that, everybody right. knows that. So we've got to stay on top of it. Roadmap wise, that does seem like the next natural step for us.
Exciting stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with David Hunter of Local Falcon. How can people find you and also get started with Local Falcon?
Sure. So you can get an account for free at localfalcon.com. Simple sign up, no problem. Just add your locations and start scanning. If you want to find me personally, probably LinkedIn is the best place to locate me. We're on all the socials though, and feel free, hit us up in the live chat on our website or message us on the socials. Somebody's going to be there. We haven't put robots on that yet. We got real people that will speak back with you.
Awesome. David, we look so much forward to seeing where you guys grow. Very exciting stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dave.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.